Hollywood Spotlight, presenting an all-star review from the entertainment center of the world, Hollywood. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hollywood Spotlight presents for your entertainment a most outstanding array of talent, featuring Larry Burke, the Hollywood troubadour, Phil Harris and his music, those dusky purveyors of stomp, the Five Jones Boys, and the original slow brain through Arkansas, Bob Burns. And here first are the Five Jones Boys offering their incomparable arrangement of that grand old favorite, Honeysuckle Rose. Has made himself beloved by thousands with his rendition of Irish ballads in a number of Hollywood pictures lately. And here he is, ready to step into the Hollywood spotlight singing When Irish Eyes Are Smiling.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning stream. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they'd steal.
Now, friends, here's our maestro, Phil Harris, with one of those melodies of the South which he sings so well, Cabin in the Cotton. Come in, Phil.
Go down, sing as you go. Go down the road, keep picking cotton away. There's a cabin in the cotton. It's far away, but not forgotten. And in every recollection, that's where my affections stray. Thought I get a feeling sentimental. And I can see a smile so gentle when I think of old Virginia and those Picaninny days. Yes, we took the good and we took the evil, laughter and song, and old Boll Weevil. Time has gone by, now here am I, wishing that I only knew how to wake up in the morning. In the cabin I was born in. Oh, little cabin in the cotton, I've not forgotten you.
It's about time our honor guest was... Yes, yes, folks, here he comes now. Here comes the original Slow Brain Through Arkansas. And holy cats, he's dressed up like a detective, honey cap, magnifying glass, pipe and all. He must think this is his office because he's seated himself behind a table here, propped his feet on it, and now he's lighting a big black cigar. Here comes Don Wilson now to interview Bob Burns.
Here we are back at Detective Headquarters, where we find the chief of the Arkansas Hillbilly Detectives, Bob Burns, who came to the city hunting for a crime wave. He said that he found so many crime waves that that made him seasick. Bob Burns.
Don, I kind of thought maybe these people would like to hear about an uncle of mine down in Arkansas. You know, all his life he was awful slow about catching on to things. He couldn't seem to grasp an idea. They say he was 14 years old before he learned to wave bye-bye. You know, When he grew up, he used to drink 4 quarts of moonshine every Saturday night, and he wouldn't start feeling it until the following Tuesday. One Tuesday, my uncle busted into a lodge meeting over the general merchandise store, and they threw him out. He went back in, and they threw him out again. Then my uncle went out in the woods and sat on a log and studied over it for 3 days. Suddenly, he jumped to his feet, and he says, "I know why they threw me out of there. Because they didn't want me up there, that's why." So he checked up on it and found out that that really was the reason why they threw him out. And then he says to himself, "Now, if I can figure out things like that in 3 days, there's no end to what I can deduct if given the proper time." So he took a correspondence course on how to be a detective. It is a regular 3 months course, but my uncle was so interested in it that he studied on it for 7 years. Finally, he got his diploma and he left home to go out in the world and get some practical experience. 3 months later, we got a telegram from him, and it says, "Am in the Blue Ridge Mountains on the trail of the Lonesome Pine." Well, my uncle came back home, and he made a name for himself when he arrested the local pretzel maker for making crooked dough. See? So they elected him town constable. And the first day in office, he got a bulletin from St. Louis offering a reward for the capture of an escaped convict up there. On the bulletin was 4 pictures of the convict, a picture of the right side of his face, one of the left, one of the front, and one showing the back of his head. 3 hours later, my uncle sent a wire to St. Louis, and he says, "I have 3 of your men, and I'm on the trail of the 4.
That fella Burns is plenty hot. Well, we hope you folks have had some fun and entertainment listening to our All-Star Review. And we cordially invite you to be back with us again soon for the Hollywood Spotlight.